KNSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
So, what are your thoughts on craft brews? Are they cool or are they cringe? It turns out it's a generational shift more than anything. But here in Canada and in the U.S., interest in craft brewing is slumping. And a word of caution, these trends move in cycles, and it wouldn't be the first time artisanal suds have had to bounce back. Take the Windsor, Ontario Fall Beer and Cider Festival, for instance. Between 2013 and 2016, it commanded a crowd of 4,000. Andriano Ciatoli, an event organizer from Windsor Eats, puts it this way: I don't think craft beer has necessarily lost its hipness or cachet. It's just that there's a lot more being offered in the market right now for people to enjoy. And it seems millennials and their younger sibs are enjoying those options more, like hard iced tea, wine spritzers, and vodka coolers, essentially anything but beer that still comes in a can, with one unlikely benefactor of the uncringe crowd being tequila for some reason. Back to the Fall Beer and Cider Festival in Windsor, which this year is serving up a more intimate affair with a capacity crowd of about 400. Even the hipsters in Oregon have lost their taste for craft beer. The Oregon Brewing Festival, one of the longest running in the States, was canceled this year. So what are the cool kids sucking on? Surprisingly, even before the new health guidelines came out, many are opting for non-alcoholic drinks. In Waterloo, the cost, hangovers, and access to cannabis have some rethinking if they'll ever drink alcohol. As for the industry, Brew Microbrewery in Windsor, Essex, is excited about a new non-beer product they're cooking called Rosito. Co-owner Jordan Gure says the flavor is a little minty, a little sweet. We carbonate it and get it down to 5.5% alcohol. I don't know, it sounds like a spiked Slurpee to me. And don't even get me started on IPAs, which I swear taste like someone strained hops through an old sweat sock. I'm Cal Coat with the sweet smell of fresh music to share with you. From an album that translates to faster, higher, stronger, it's the Nicodemus Experience, a trio formed in Moscow, now Serbian-based. They take traditional folkloric vocals and underpin them with electronic atmospheres. This is Sarjevina Jagoda from World Beat Canada Radio.
Пошто в город вам, пошто в красен. Царевна Ягода.
Something completely different. If you've seen our album cover of the week this week, it's a very strange looking piece of apparatus, and it's hard to figure out exactly what it is. And that sort of undefinability is what goes into the collaboration of Za and Perrete. Za is a Catalan duo, and Perrete is an Andalusian singer. And together they explore experimental flamenco. And that was one called Steve Kahn from their album Jolifanto. Before that, Nicodemus Experience and Servina Yagoda. This is Roberto Lopez. He's from Montreal. And his latest album is called Kaleidostropico. And it's Por La Calle from World Beat Canada Radio.
Roberto López.
Malawalia has finally released the full album Comfort Food, which decries the intolerance of the Modi government in India. And it combines her singing along with Molly and guitar playing from her husband, Rez Abbasi. We have a new fresh track. It's called Zameen Par to play for you next on World Beat Canada Radio, keeping time with the beat of the world. My name is Cal Cote.
Thank you. tempo lançando o som. Lançando o som. Ao do bom tempo lançando o som. Vai.
reviews just keep coming. Sobe e Disse, that is Geraldo Bontempo from an album called Indie Hippie Retro Brasileiro. And before that, Kiran Alawalia, and the final track on her album, Comfort Food, Zamin Par, and everything that precedes it is absolutely wonderful too. This is a great disc. It's definitely a groundbreaker for her. Which brings us to our touch of the familiar, and we'll give this to Sultans of String. Happy 78 years, a little bit late for Pete Townshend, one of my favorite guitarists of all time. In a band like The Who, where you had a lead bassist and a lead drummer, there was only room for an exceptional rhythm player, and that describes Pete Townshend's playing to a T, I think. He was also a great songwriter, and this is one of my favorites. So, from Sultans of String, here is Pinball Wizard, your touch of the familiar.